into Times of Refreshing with Apostle George Ayuku, Presiding Apostle and General Overseer of Love Community Chapel International, a church with a vision to reach out to the unreached in society with the gospel of Christ. As an evangelist, pastor, apostle, and teacher of the word, Apostle George Ayuku's passion for souls and discipleship has led to the establishment of over 100 branches of the church in Ghana and Africa, and he has written over 30 books that seek to disciple the Christian and teach him to be like Christ. Be blessed as you listen to this message by Apostle George Ayuku of Love Community Chapel International.
Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be moved by the things you are going through. Yes. Be strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. Never ever let nothing move you. Amen. High or low, the Lord is on your side. Sometimes, the more you pray, the more you see problems. Doesn't mean God is not working. God is working. He is working. He is still working. He is still working. So never ever give up. Until the bones become rotten, become sand. Don't give up. Never ever say die till the bones are rotting. Amen. Amen. So in your life, never ever say die. Don't ever give in. Don't ever throw in the towel. Don't say it's over. You didn't hear that? Men can say my bread. Don't say I'm tired. I'm fed up. No, don't get fed up. Because God is at work. Are you with me? Lift up your faith and say, it is worth my soul. Oh, say it 10 times. Say it 10 times. Yes, it is well with 2, 3, 4. It is well 5. Say it boldly. Yes. Yes. Last one. It is well. God wants to hear that. Satan doesn't want to hear that. It is well with my soul. Hallelujah. Welcome to second service, the most powerful service. Amen. I welcome you to enjoy God's presence again. Amen. Now, the theme for March, which I didn't spell last week, is what I'm doing today. Grace for obedient service. Shall we all say go? Grace for obedient service. Say one more time. Grace. Say the last time. Grace. The theme for the year is grace for grace. John 1 verse 16. Grace for grace. And of his fullness, we have all received. And grace for grace. Grace means favor. Come on, shout favor. So when you speak it, it's coming to you. Favor. Favor for favor. That means different levels of favor. Hallelujah. You cannot lose in life by reason of God's favor. You know why? Jesus brought grace. And grace saw him through. He himself walked in grace. He said he was swimming in grace. Luke 2 verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. That is your portion. Favor with God and with men. God shall favor you. Men shall favor you. Men shall open doors for you. Because of God's favor in your life. Come on, say, I receive it. Favor with God and men. That is your portion. And I saw this in Samuel 2, 1 Samuel 2, verse 26. Samuel 2 had favor with God and with men. And the child Samuel grew in stature and in favor both with the Lord and men. God will love you, men will love you. They can't do without you. Amen. They cannot throw you away. They cannot do without you. Men will love you. Men shall become doors for you. Yes. Because of the favor of God. May you increase in favor this season. Hallelujah. It's important. Jesus himself brought grace. He himself was walking in grace. Favor. Hallelujah. Now, I've also realized that grace is something that is given to us for a purpose. Right? Now, you see that the first grace we received, okay, was our salvation. Ephesians 2 verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through what? Faith. It's called saving grace. Grace that brings salvation. Okay? After that grace, we need grace for more things. Sustaining grace. Enduring grace. Because as long as you live in the world, you need grace to live. To survive. So we need grace to go through situations in life. Hallelujah. You need grace to sustain you. Grace to endure difficulties in life. That's why we need more grace. Come on, shout more grace. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10. Grace is not meant to be abused, but to be used. Grace is not meant to be abused, but to be used. This Paul talking in here, he said that, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Can you say that to yourself? You don't boast. By the grace of God, I, Apostle Ayiku, I am what I am. How I've achieved, what I've achieved so far is by the grace of God. Please learn to give God the glory. That I've come this far by grace. I've built a house by grace. I've children by grace. Please, are you here with me? The more you see this grace in your life, the more it multiplies in your life. The more you give God the glory for this grace, the more this grace multiplies in your life. I am what I am by grace. Look at your business by grace. Look at how far you have come. This far by grace. This far by grace. Come on, say this far by grace. Say, Lord, I thank you. I've come this far by your grace. Amen. And this grace toward me was not in vain. So grace can be in vain if you don't engage the grace of God. This is what Paul said. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. So grace is meant for labor. The first grace, saving grace, is for salvation. Second grace is meant for labor to receive results. Don't receive results, engage labor. Be a laborer. Serve. Get something going. Amen. You can't have the grace of God and sit there and fold your arms. It will manifest. The grace will manifest through the work of your hands, through doing something. Hallelujah. We need grace for work. And I've taught you that before. We need grace for work. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, because this season is a season of serving, obedient service, I'm sharing with you on the same thing. Grace for obedient service. Hallelujah. So if you want to serve God well, you need grace to serve God. Romans 1 verse 5. It says that, by whom we have received grace and apostleship. Grace and something. An apostleship for obedience to the faith. So grace for apostleship, for pastoring, grace for serving, okay? For obedience. So if you don't engage obedience to grace, it will be in vain. Are we here? Grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. So grace is given for apostleship. Now, apostle is one of the fivefold ministers God gave to the church. Ephesians 4 verse 11. Apostle is one of the fivefold ministers that God gave. And he gave some apostles and some what? Prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. They are fivefold ministry. Five different graces or gifts God gave to the church. Christ gave to the church. Amen. And we need to engage the grace of God to labor, to serve, to obey God, to use this grace. Without obedience, and using this grace, it will be in vain. It will be in vain. Hallelujah. And these are five people. But I see, God doesn't use only five people, like the apostle and the prophet. God uses everybody. Everybody has some grace from God. Now look at 1 Peter 4, verse 10 to verse 11. It says that, as each one has received a gift, each believer has received what? A gift. Has received, past tense. You have a gift in you. Minister it to one another as a good steward. As good stewards of the manifold grace. Manifold grace. God's grace is many, many folds. Different facets. Some for apostles, prophets, some for us as well. So you are sitting here, you have a gift. You are blessed. There's a grace upon your life. But you must what? Minister it to one another. Serving one another with the grace and gift of God given to you. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. Yes. We see these things sometimes in our home cells. When you go to home cells and you are sharing. Okay. You share like God is speaking through you. Oracles of God. When we are having worship and God reveals something to you in the worship, say to the person by you, this is what God said. Speak it out as God speaking to the person. Oracles of God. Amen. Yes. Yes. Sometimes when we gather like this in worship, God reveals several things. When you see it, minister it to one another. Hallelujah. And it says, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. That God in all things, how many things? All things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever. So every believer here, look, you have been gifted by God. Don't sit in the church doing nothing. There's something you can do to serve people. There's something you can do. You have been gifted. If you don't engage the gift, then like Paul said, it will be in vain. The grace of God to serve will be in vain. Because you're not engaging the grace with labor. You're not serving with the gift of God. I'm trusting God by the end of this match. Everybody here must do something in the church. Everybody must find something here that you can do to say, this is my gift I found. I'm using it to God's glory. Romans 12 verse 6 to verse 8. And it says, Romans 12 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. So we have different gifts. Some can sing. Amen. You can sing. You can sweep. It can be a service to God. The grace to serve. You have the ability to be an usher. Or be a greeter. Or be a technical person. Or be a proto. There's something you can do in the church. Everybody here. Maybe there's a grace for you to pray. Join the prayer warriors. Amen. Please, are we here in church? Yes. There's something you can certainly do. Now, look, if you are here in the church and there's something you can do which is not here, come and see me. You can start it. You can start doing that thing. Hallelujah. It is not something you are elected to do. It's your choice to use it. It's your choice to use it. God hasn't elected people. You have to do it yourself. The church won't come and do election. The university is gifted, so do it. No. You must engage the gift. It's there. It's there. It may be small, but keep using it to God's glory. Hallelujah. So the gifts are different, like the body. The eyes are different from the mouth. The hands are different. Everybody is important. You are important. Oh, I said you are important. You are very important. If you like, after a year, go and pound this index finger. Go and pound it very hard until it pains you. You can't sleep the whole night. This one finger will hold your sleep. You can't sleep. Why? Because it's very painful. When you have kaka, you know kaka, modu, no modu. This is African language. Amen.
If you have modu or you are kaka, you can never sleep. Small kaka in your teeth. One teeth off, you can't sleep. It is small, but it's important. Look, let me stand here and say, you are important. Look at somebody's eyes. Open your eyes and say, my brother, sister, you are important to you are important to God and to the church. Telling you are very important to God and the church. Hey, are we here? Tell him, don't underrate yourself. You are very, 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 very. Say 100 times. Say very, 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 very. One day, some people came looking for. They were going to see a certain man somewhere, you know, in the story building. I think several stories high. Okay, and well, when they got to the first floor, somehow they ignored the watchman, the security man who must give them direction. So they started going. The man couldn't talk. They said, oh, this man, no, my security man. They ignored security man and first floor, second floor, third floor, fifth floor, 12th floor, 10th, 20th floor. When they went there, looking for the executive they wanted, no way, he wasn't around. He couldn't get there. Why? They neglected the key to the executive man. Who was the watchman, the security man, whom they ignored. If you want to see the man, you see the security man. He's got the key. The man was calling them, stop, stop. The man was the woman. He was calling, calling. He mind, they didn't mind him. They went up and they realized that no, they should have consulted this man. The person you neglect in your life could be the key to your destiny. Did you hear that? Never neglect anybody or disrespect anybody. Yes. Whether he has a car or no car. Car or no car. Yes. Dress or no dress. Yes. So learn to respect everybody. Don't look at their dress. Today they've been telling me. The next time round, big time. So never ever in your life look at somebody and say, this one, Sankwas. Sankwas, I don't mind him. Let me go forward. You go and hit the wall and come back and find the answer with the person. Are we here? Everybody is important. Everybody is important. Amen. So find your place. It says that having them gifts differing according to the grace that is given to you, let us use them. Use them. Use your gift. Don't sit on your gift. Like the talents given to three guys, one had five, one had two, one had one. The one sat on, he buried the one in the ground. The master came and said, ah, where is the gift? Ah, master, you are a wicked man. Only one. I put it down there. See? Please don't bury your gift. Some of you can sing very well. Yes, you can sing. There are different choirs in the church. Join one. Women's choir is there. You don't like women's choir? Go to classicals. Maybe you can't sing contemporary. You like classic? Go to classicals. Join one. You don't like classicals? Go to a King's choir. Join King's choir and lose your voice. Please, are we here? You don't like King's choir? Join First Fruit choir. Don't like First Fruit choir? Join the one again. Ever increasing fragrance. They are out there. Find something if you can sing. This voice you are not using. One day, worms will chop it. Worms will chop your voice. Praise the Lord. Now I'm looking for those who can act, dramatists. If you want to see Pastor Seth, very powerful dramatist. And come and dramatize to win souls for God. Are we here? Use your gift. Amen. Let's use them in prophecy. Let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Continue. Our ministry, let us use it in the ministry. So use him. Come and say use. Put it to use. Whatever it is, use it. It's that small, but it will increase. Use your gift. Amen. Or he who teaches in teaching. Some of you can teach. Let's start a small home cell in your area, in your room, two, three people. Start teaching. Yes. Some of us started teaching when we were little boys. Amen. As you see mommy teach today, she started a long time ago. She was a cell leader over mothers, people where mothers had children. Today she has graduated. She can teach powerfully, but she started small. So start teaching with a small group in your area. Members, two, three, get them and start teaching. Lead them. Everybody has a gift. You can use it. But I've realized that it takes obedience to use the gift. It's given to you. Now begin to obey God and put the gift to use. Mark 10:45. The gift and the grace is for service. It's to serve people, to serve in the house of God. Find your grace, find your gift, and serve the Lord in the church. Don't be too big to serve. Don't be too big to serve. Mark 10:45. Everybody, let's read. Go. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And to what? Give his life a ransom. So Jesus Christ himself came to serve. So are you serving at all? If you are following Jesus, you must also be a servant. Amen. And as a servant, he learned obedience. Hebrews 5:8-9. As a servant, he learned to obey. He learned to obey. He learned service. Hebrews 5:8. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Amen. He learned obedience. And being made perfect. Being made perfect means matured. Okay? He became the author of eternal salvation unto them that obey. So, Jesus Christ, he was the Son of God. He came to serve, but he had to learn how to obey. Because there are rules to service. Obedience is key. You can't serve anyhow. You have to obey rules. Yes. You have to learn how to obey rules of engagement. Like, for instance, if you are a singer, there are rules. You have to come for a rehearsal. And then flow. Yes, there are rules to everything. So obedience. You have to learn how to obey your leaders. Obey instructions. No matter how. The person leading you may be smaller than you, but still obey. Oh, this one, I'm older than him. I'm older than her. No. It's not about that. It's about serving God. Obedience. That's why you're not serving. Because you can't obey to come for rehearsals. Obey. Some of you can even become part of sanctuary keeping. But you have no time. Oh, beside me, yo, but me name Ray. Who name Ray? One day when you're in a mortuary. When your body becomes frozen in the mortuary, that place, they'll have time. Say, we'll bury you 3 months' time. I know somebody who is dead, and for 3 years, the person is still there. Oh, 3 years. 3 years. How did I know? Evangelism. I went to evangelism to win somebody. And the person said, I won't mention the place. So, what funeral is that? Say, oh, 3 years ago. And they're about to bury. 3 years in what? In mortuary. If you don't have time, then the mortuary will have time for you. So create time to serve God. We create time. I said, we create time. 24 hours. Create some part of that time to serve God. Don't say, I don't have time. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ led obedience. He has to obey. Philippians 2:5-8. Let this man be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being a form of God. Philippians 2:5-8. If you look at that story, that's the scripture. Let the same mind be in you, okay? Jesus Christ was the form of God. Who being a form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Verse 7. But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men. Verse 8. And being found in appearance as a man, He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Jesus Christ became obedient to the point of death. See, Jesus, our master, obeyed. He obeyed. So why can't you obey? So grace is given for service, but the service must become what? An obedient service. You obey. Simple rules. And you see results. I'll give you a few examples. Look at Paul. This is Jesus, but look at Paul. Acts 20, verse 19. Look at how Paul served God. In humility. Acts 20, 19. This is what Paul says. Serving the Lord with all humility. Some people serve God with pride. Your shoulders are too high. Yes. How can you serve God with pride? You won't go far. But serving God with humility. Humble yourself and serve God well. Be a humble servant of God. Don't be too bossy. Too big. Now some of us here, when you see even piece of paper on the compound, you won't pick it. It's for others to pick. Ah, me big man, should I pick piece of paper? You won't pick. They won't pick. To see something on a compound, you have to view. Maybe some chairs you have to rearrange. You won't do it that, never. Because you are too big to rearrange chairs. Praise him. Hey, are we here? Osu. Osu na ukron. Na wu ye kesi. Osu na wu ye kesi. Oh. You are too big to serve. If you are too big to serve, you are too big to be blessed. Can I repeat myself? If you are too big to serve, you are too big to be blessed. Write it down. It's good. Amen.
For the continuation of this message, please tune in same time next week.
We hope God has ministered to you and you've been touched by the word which was brought to you by Reverend George Ayiku, Senior Pastor of Love Community Chapel.
You can join us at Love Community Chapel, Patasi Estate, near Loosefield Fashion Training Center. You are cordially welcome to join us during our Sunday and weekday services. Sundays, first service, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Second service, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesday, communion service is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And Friday, miracle service start from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The venue is the Church Auditorium, Patasi Kumasi. Call us on 0277 58 33 33. Come and meet Jesus right here, because his banner over us is love.